for people who haven't listened to the radio show, what is it and why?
Well, it's sort of an insider's guide, an ad insider's guide to how advertising and marketing came to infuse itself in every aspect of 21st century life. We see this as a great opportunity because nobody's really talking about advertising. We've always said in book terms, one reason we're very excited about the book is so many books have been written by ad insiders for ad insiders, and so many books have been written for by people outside the industry, throwing stones at it. But this is the first time insiders have said, what does all this mean? These hundreds, thousands of ad messages flying around every day.
And we always say this book is aimed at the people ads are aimed at. This is how it came about. We got a wonderful email from Diane Martin, a senior editor at Random House. And she said, I'm a fan of the show. Have you ever considered writing a book? And Mike and I have always wanted to do that. And then she said at the first meeting, how long is your show? And we said 27 minutes. And she said, you must leave a lot of stuff on the floor. And we said, we sure do. Gee. And then she said, basically, here's your chance to pearl dive. You can expand and really dig into it. And we just love that opportunity.
And there's no better feeling than when we're working on the book, and Terry would have all sorts of books across his desk, and I would have all sorts of books across my desk. And it was a chance to dig into those little factoids that we just never had time to do in the radio. So it was absolutely a
thing. Like, we wouldn't even chase something on one of our episodes because we knew there'd be no time for it. Like, there'd be things that we'd love to explore, but 27 minutes is unforgiving. So we're able to
So in the book, we wanted these ears and sidebars and asides, and we wanted it to sort of look like our imaginations as we put the show together.
I thought we lived in the space age or maybe the internet age, but you say we live in the age of persuasion. So persuade me of that.
Well, because ads have taken over space and taken over the internet. It's the one force that's everywhere. I mean, there are ads in space. There have been capsules gone up with advertising. A big Pepsi prop was launched into space once, and advertising is driving the internet. So I think if you go into any major cultural force, you'll see that advertising is behind it, inside it, fueling it, making it go.
It is the most ubiquitous part of pop culture. As Mike said, there's ads on condoms now. There's ads in golf holes. There's ads on top of gas pumps. There's ads in elevators. There is so much persuasion swirling around this. I don't think ever before in our history has there been this much of it. So it's, and every one of them has a task and an objective, and it's persuasion. It's not just awareness, it's persuasion. And that is the art of what we do, right? I mean, the art of it is, a lot of people think advertising is a science because there's that research and there's some hard stats that kind of are part of the brief. But the real skill of it is being able to convince somebody of something or persuade them to look at a product in a new way or at least put it on their shopping list or at least consider it. That takes enormous powers of persuasion to achieve. And the best ad guys, the best ad people that are in the business are the ones that can do that best, that understand the concept of desire.
So where do you see advertising going? What's the future of the age of persuasion?
Ads have to be relevant. Ads have to be entertaining. Ads have to engage. I think that's a thing that, Terry, you're always talking about, the needs for ads to engage. We're way past the time when you can simply put a brand or an image out there and hope it sticks with people.
Dick Orkin said it. Well, what's the relationship? He always wants to know that?
Yeah. He's one of my heroes, too, the great radio writers. And you know what? The other thing, as we move forward with what's happened with the internet more than anything for me in our industry when I look at it is the amount of feedback you get. Prior to the being able to leave a posting or leave feedback, in this business, it was a one-way conversation. Advertisers just said it, and you chose to listen. Now you can say, I don't buy that. I don't like that ad. Mm-hmm. And you can mobilize lots of – like it is enormous how much scrutiny advertisers are under. So I see the future as being a lot more feedback and advertisers really having to field that, really having to work with their audiences.
There's a huge accountability.
Just downloading. Right?
Required of advertisers, right? They have to be able to respond to this, and they can't get away with
it. Yeah. The only time we get feedback in the past was if we got the odd letter of complaint or if we did focus groups. Now it's unsolicited, waves of it.
Now you say the subtitle of the book is how marketing ate our culture.
Yeah.
Has it eaten our culture or is it so much of our culture that we can't tear out of it?
We say that with a nudge and a wink because it certainly has infused itself in everything. But we don't think of it as a terrible, overwhelming thing.
It's just a reality, right?
It is a reality and we learn to live with it. And if you look at advertising as a series of well-meaning propositions that you can take or leave, then it really changes the way we see the messages lobbed at us. Suddenly they aren't all insidious and suddenly we can just separate the sheep from the goats. And as Terry likes to say, let's reward the honest brokers by understanding how ad works and reward the great advertisers by paying attention to their brands.
That's really our hope, really, is that because that's aimed at the general public, it's not aimed at other ad guys, we want to make them more discerning consumers. So if you're sitting home and you're inundated with advertising, you can now go with a whole, you can recalibrate how you look at it and go, okay, that's a great advertising idea. I'm going to buy that product. That's a horrible advertising campaign that annoys me. I'm going to stop buying that product. Because if they start doing that, that helps our business because more advertisers will come in asking for great advertising. So if consumers make their voice heard by their pocketbook, our industry gets better. What we do for a living gets to be more fun and more meaningful.
And almost media literacy is almost, as we say, survival gear of the 21st century, especially with this bombardment of ads every day.
The book is The Age of Persuasion, How Marketing Ate Our Culture. I've been speaking with the authors Terry O'Reilly and Mike Tennant, and The Age of Persuasion, published by Knopf Canada.